It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio. In this week's special bonus, I wanted to share a little bit of a personal and cultural timeline and some interesting perspective from a smuggler not linked to Miami or the Coconut Grove guys. Bill Stanford's introduction to drug smuggling, Miami style, would occur nearly a decade after Nixon announced his offensive against drug addiction, and the 1980s would see his mission morph into an outright declaration of war with Reagan's White House and his crusading first lady leading the charge, Nancy Reagan.
And I answered, just say no.
But not everyone across the country was just saying no. My introduction to cocaine came very early on and lived in infamy when, in 1980, I learned through my parents' hissed and hushed tones that our neighbor had been convicted, along with his two brother-in-laws, of buying $19,000 worth of cocaine from a federal narcotics agent posing as a drug dealer. One of those brother-in-laws? Millionaire movie producer Robert Evans. Because Evans' film credits included movies like The Godfather and Rosemary's Baby, his privileged punishment was to be placed on special probation for a year and tasked with using his skills as a producer to address the nation's growing narcotics problem. The result? One of the most notorious and, some might argue, cringy anti-drug TV specials of the 1980s, and maybe ever, titled Get High on Yourself. It starred a staggering number of celebrities like Muhammad Ali, Paul Newman, Carol Burnett, Magic Johnson, John Travolta, and Burt Reynolds, and is well worth a Google and perhaps a giggle. But drugs had already proved a profitable pastime, and as with the nation's previous attempt to go dry with prohibition, the war on drugs actually increased their value and the potential for corruption.
It just brings out the evil in people. Prohibition just creates so many problems, you know, more than it ever prevents.
That's Mr. Jerry Lee Wilson. He's a former marijuana smuggler who was based out west, which is where he linked with Phil Stanford, who profiled him for a magazine article. A quick aside, Mr. Wilson is also the mastermind and inventor behind Soliflex, the groundbreaking machine that forever revolutionized home fitness in the 1980s, and created the world's first infomercial that sold it, along with the No Pain, No Gain Body by Soliflex print campaign featuring that iconic shirtless male model with impeccable pecs and abs. Wilson's a fascinating guy.
We're dealing with the story of 1980s Miami as it switched from pot to cocaine. But just the corruption, it's fascinating that prohibition just breeds corruption and crime.
Well, and yeah, and it breeds opportunity. There's so much opportunity for, you know, on both sides of the fence. But it did open up an economic opportunity.
Before he'd make millions with Solaflex, Jerry was jailed in Oklahoma, facing bail to the tune of $500,000 for flying in, quote, the largest load of pot in history, unquote. Here's how he got there.
So tell me how you fell into smuggling.
I never really wanted to have to work for a living, you know, because I'd tried work several times. It never paid much, and it was hard. And then I got to thinking, maybe I should just become a pilot. That didn't seem like work at all. And so that's what I did. I mean, I just loved anything that would get up off the ground. And so that's what I did for 12 years as I flew professionally. Five of the years I flew the night air mail up to Tornado Alley without a radar. That was pretty scary. And then I got a job flying Learjets in Las Vegas, where I got to meet all the mafia guys that I read about. One of them was an attorney from El Paso and a gambler, a notorious gambler, a high roller, big stakes gambler and a big tipper. But I started flying him, shuttling him back and forth between El Paso and Las Vegas. And then I got a charter from his younger brother, who I hadn't met yet, to just fly back east, you know, with only one passenger on board. And they wouldn't even tell me where we were going, you know. And then actually I was going out to collect cash, hard currency, and buckets and big steamship trunks full of just cash that I would bring back, and they would take to Caesars and they'd weigh it and they'd give them credit on the books. But anyway, these guys were, the younger brother was a smuggler, a marijuana smuggler. I got a call to go down and pick up Lee Shagra in El Paso. And so I was waiting at the airport. He was usually late. We'd been there about an hour, my co-pilot and me. Then here comes Jimmy. And it was the first time I'd met his younger brother, the actual smuggler. And so he says, Lee's looking for some pilots. And I thought, damn, that sounded like a lot of fun for one thing, and maybe lucrative. And certainly nothing wrong with it that I could see. And so I went to work for him.
But Jerry Lee Wilson would eventually find himself on the wrong side of the law and at odds with the cops who arrested him, who were also on the wrong side of the law.
No, I was finding myself in jail, you know, and the cops having stolen all the dope. You know, so.
That happens more than one would think, but just explain. So,
well, the cops are not stupid. You know, they know how valuable it is. They also know every dealer in the area. You know, so I mean, I give the natural connection to sell it. You know, there was a DEA agent in Albuquerque that got busted selling the same load of pot, hit busted and then resell it and bust it and resell it. You know, it breeds opportunity on both sides of the fence. You know, cops don't get paid that much. They all think they're overworked and, you know, harassed. I had a treasury agent said once, you know, he said, if my balls were a little bigger, you know, I'd be doing what you're doing. Yeah, and it's like, well, hey, what can I say? You know, get some balls, man.
Jerry shares many of his smuggling adventures and innovations in his autobiography, The Solaflex Story, An American Parable, which Wilson cleverly dedicates to the Statute of Limitations. It is a great read.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.